He is our lifestyle expert. He is at imrfabulous.com. It's Mr. Fabulous.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
You guys are early. You've interrupted me perfecting my selfie already.
Ooh.
Happy National Selfie Day to you.
Happy Snap Day, too.
Yeah. Are there rules to taking the proper selfie?
Oh, my God. There is rules to everything, and taking selfies has some of the most important rules. Number one, you want to make sure that you are not in direct sunlight when you are taking selfies. Nobody looks good with, like, hollow-looking eyes, so you want to make sure to find the shade. So if you're out at a public event, I mean, look for the porta-potty, look for the shade, hide back there, take some great selfies.
Yeah, there's nothing more classy than taking a selfie in front of a porta-potty.
Or inside one.
Have you ever actually taken a selfie inside a porta-potty? The lighting in there is amazing.
I'd imagine so, because it's blue, it's glowing.
Right. See, yeah. Natalie, you got it. Give yourself some atmosphere in your selfie.
All right, so cloudy day is kind of what you're looking for.
Totally. But when you are inside, you want to make sure to find the light. Go closest to a window. Don't stand in directional light, but definitely get that nice glow from outside when you're taking that selfie.
What if your arms are too short?
Oh, find the tall guy. Get him to be in a photo with you. I think people love me to be in a photo because my arms are so long. I can fit in like a crowd of a dozen.
Yeah. And is it true that you should be taking a shot up top, pointing down?
Well, you want to make sure that you, like, breathe in, because if you take a good breath in, your collarbone will pop. So you want to make sure you're doing kind of things like that that make you look as breathless as possible.
Mm.
Duck lips?
Duck lips are out, but there is a trick to kind of lessen your double chin if you have one like me.
Oh, do tell.
Press your tongue on the top of your palate. So just simply, you know, just push that tongue right up on the top of your roof of your mouth, and you're going to eliminate your double chin. So go take a look in a mirror, try it out. But when you're doing that, don't press too hard that you look like a gremlin in the face. Really keep a soft, soft, pleasant look.
All right. Well, this is good. You know, right now, everybody's trying it. Everybody's doing it.
And our double chins are gone.
Okay. So I think we got some good stuff to work with here, Mr. Fab.
Exactly. So remember my main tip. Go into the porta potties, put the tongue on the top of the mouth. You're looking beautiful, baby.
Make sure you bring your phone with you.
Exactly.
I'm MrFabulous.com. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.